Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Everybody, at one time or another has had muscles that ache, strains, sprains. You all know the feeling, but some of you have muscles that ache, and as I'll term it, ache and ache and ache and ache and ache. This was so common starting about 30 years ago in the American population that it culminated in a problem for rheumatologists, orthopedists, neurologists, so on and so forth. Hordes of Americans. This goes back about 30, 40 years ago, where the medical doctors were overwhelmed, often by women coming in and complaining that their muscles just ached. Now, the classic conventional methodologies hadn't really understood this phenomenon. They'd never seen it at such high frequencies. And it was the public, in fact, not the medical community, but the public that started to create so much pressure on the American Medical Association that a consensus was created that within the medical community that there was, in fact, a problem. They didn't know what it was. They only knew that hundreds and thousands of women, especially, were coming in and saying, my body is killing me. It hurts here, and it hurts here, and it hurts here. Now, the reason I term it and explain it this way is because it's typical of a phenomenon that you see in medicine. I want you, my viewing audience, my listening audience, I hope you're on the website, straighttalk.cc. You got to get to the pictures. The reason I explain it this way is because what I'm describing here is typical in medical history of how the medical ball moves, how we come in with problems, symptoms that nobody can put their finger on, and you'll see its evolution in a moment. All these people started to form a club. A club. This occurred. I watched this as a teenager. All these people started to form clubs through the vernaculars, through the mediums at the time, trying to at least understand and get care for these muscular aches that never seemed to go away. Now, it really happened this way. It forced the medical community to create a name for it, and that name was the infamous, notorious fibromyalgia. To this day, we just got a letter from a young osteopath at the office fairly recently asking what we thought about this thing he was dealing with more than he had been prepared to, this term fibromyalgia, and what really was the cause of it. And it made me laugh because this has been really on the back of everybody's burner now for a good 30, 40 years. Why do so many people come in with these pain syndromes all over their body that everybody's got an opinion about? Nobody seems to really be able to put it together in a coherent way. It's so typical of the inherent flaw, and this is my point, the inherent flaw in the way we think about symptom, disease, and illness. So this term, fibromyalgia, I know many of you have heard it. I know enough of you have been told you have it or have had it or will have it. First thing I want to say to you today is relax behind it. Because in fact, it is a bunko terminology. It's what you call a diagnosis of exclusion. It means we don't know what it is and we don't really know what to do about it, even though, of course, just go to your local Barnes & Nobles. There's 20 books on it, and everybody seems to cure it. Bunko to that. I would say cancer is a diagnosis of exclusion. I would say senility is a diagnosis of exclusion. I would say the term headache is a diagnosis of exclusion. Now, really, I want you to get this. Your head hurts, and you walk into the doctor, and you say, "Doctor, my head hurts." And you are followed by 15 million other people every single day that walk into doctor's offices and say, "Doctor, my head hurts." Now, at the advent of this phenomenon, doctors had to get together in club meetings and say, "You know, Joe, there's a lot of people coming into my office that say their head hurts. What are we going to do about this?" And this is really how it goes. I mean, I am illuminating a process here. The doctors get together and they give it a name. And when your head hurts, we call it a headache. Fibromyalgia is no different. Cancer is no different. Senility is no different. Joint pain is no different. When we say you have arthritis, it is a catch-all phrase that means nothing. Fibromyalgia, alga as in pain. My as in muscle. Fibro, a fibrous texture to the muscle that's in part inflammatory and pain-producing. All we're doing is feeding you, in a terminology, the symptoms that you're coming in describing. It's laughable. It works. People walk in, they get a diagnosis, and they walk away saying, "I've got fibromyalgia." By the time it dawns on them that that diagnosis means absolutely nothing, they're too far gone. Now, some of you understand that. But really, if you look at the way the mainstream works, we are consistently bombarded with diagnoses of exclusion. We will now study this pain phenomenon called fibromyalgia. If it gets worse, we'll call it polymyositis rheumatica. Only we add a little bit of low-grade fever to it, and now it's that. And this is what people do. And how many angels can dance on the head of a pin? How many pancakes can you stuff into a toilet bowl? It's an absurdity. So all of you that have been told you have fibromyalgia, how about TMJ? You clench at night. Temporomandibular joint syndrome. TMJ. Great, you've got it. It means nothing. It's just describing what you walk in with. The smart money, and if you listen to this show consistently, you're looking for the smart money. The show doesn't appeal to you. It's because you don't want the smart money. You want the dumb money. The dumb money is to take the very superficial perspective on this and spin around in circles. Yes, yes, go do the Google thing. Get on there and search remedies, therapies, cures for fibromyalgia. And you go wait and see. Everybody's going to throw an opinion in. Malic acid, zinc deficiency, thyroid deficiency. Magnesium deficiency, of course, so on and so forth. And what does the consumer do? And you're the consumer, and you're the audience. And what does the consumer do? What does the health advocate do? What does the person out there in the community that suffers from constant, nonstop muscular aches and pains all over their body, in their muscular system? They've ruled out that it's a joint thing. It's in the soma, the muscles, the body, the mesenchyme. And what do? Well, they try this remedy, and then they try that remedy, and then they try this remedy, and then they take that solution. And if somebody's credentials are bigger, they'll listen to that person first. And when that fails, they'll try anything. If the vitamin therapist and they have a chemistry, they'll do what the vitamin therapist says at Whole Foods. Don't do this. Listen to this show hard. Over the next 47 minutes, we're going to give you an insight, and hopefully you can begin to profile yourself. This show is a metaphor, if you grasp it, for how you're supposed to approach muscular pain. As always, it means you get educated. get to the website, look at the pictures, straighttalk.cc, not .com, .cc. Next week, we're going to try to hit the opiates. We're going to start talking about the opiates today, the happy chemicals. Next week, we're going to talk about Candace Pert and molecules of emotion. We're going to talk about the bliss state and the opiates that your brain produces. Number one, if you're not producing the opiates at least minimal levels, you can't counter the inflammatory process in the body. It means all the damage to your tissues that we're going to get into in a moment chemically, driven by all the normal oxidative processes and anaerobic processes and detoxifications that don't occur and free radical damages that abound are not being counterbalanced by the required opiate production. Now, what does that mean? We'll get into it a little bit today, a lot next week. Tomorrow, down here at the clinic, we're going to do a show. We're going to do a class. I've got two openings. It's on the opiates. It's on mania. It's on depression. It's on anxiety. It's another central driver in the human mechanism to meeting your day in a profitable, blissful, pain-free, energetic, radiant way. I've got two spots left. Class is just about full. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. If you have ADD, if you're a bipolar, if you're depressed, if you have anxiety, if you have fibromyalgia, if you've tried the SSRIs, if you've tried the different types of pharmaceutical drugs and you've kicked the habit and it just doesn't work, but you're pushing 50 or 60 and you're in that slump, you come to tomorrow's class to get a 7-hour perspective and call that number. Now, what's that got to do with fibromyalgia? I just said it. When the opiate system, the serotonin, the dopamine, the endorphins, the enkephalins, the dynorphins are not produced at an optimal level, you cannot interrupt even the normal pain sensations, let alone people who are toxically overloaded and creating a mass, a bonfire of free radical damage to their tissues, whose nerve receptor sites are in agony. They are grossly inflamed across the membrane. You can't even add the opiates to that. I'll get into that more. Let's back up a little bit. I want to talk about the muscles. All right, let's talk about the muscles first and foremost. Okay? Let's define some spaces first. Let's go to picture number two. Picture number two, so you got to be on the website. That's straighttalk.cc. If you're driving, get home, get on that website. Blow up picture number two. Now look at that. You're seeing three colors. A pinkish one called the cell, a blue one called the external fluid, and a maroon one called the blood in the capillaries. Perfect. There it is for you. Get this one straight. That cell, we're going to pretend it's a muscle cell. If the blood is overloaded with garbage, we'll just call it garbage, the brain forces the blood to push that garbage into the blue. Great picture, isn't it? The maroon goes to the blue, and the blue becomes, that's the intercellular space, filled with garbage. The cell, the muscular cell, has to eat some of that garbage. It's forced to. Principles in terms of osmosis, osmotic flow, will send ultimately a lot of that garbage in the blue into the cell. That's